I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Autism spectrum disorder is a neurological and developmental disorder that affects communication and behavior, and this condition starts in early childhood. To talk about the role of parents in encouraging healthy development for children with autism is Dr. Laura Carpenter. She's a professor of pediatrics in the College of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Carpenter, tell us about some of the most effective treatments or therapies or approaches to help children with ASD.
We know that autism spectrum disorder involves social communication problems and restricted repetitive behaviors, but for the vast majority of kids, the social skills are the focus of treatment. For young children, that involves applied behavior analysis or intensive behavioral intervention. As kids get older, we have empirically supported interventions that target both social skills and anxiety, which is a big problem in autism.
The day-to-day interventions that you mentioned, parents play a very big role in that kind of approach with a child who has autism?
Absolutely. So in the beginning, we're working a lot with families on how to get good communication skills from their children and how to get their children's attention. One of the core deficits in autism is a deficit in shared attention, where the parent and the child are both looking at something at the same time and enjoying it together. And so teaching parents how to get that good shared or joint attention going is a critical skill. As kids get older, parents can be excellent supports in helping children to learn emotion regulation skills. So how do I learn to wait? Or how do I learn to manage disappointment? And that can be a big part of treatment for social skills as well as anxiety.
What are some of the biggest daily challenges for parents of children with ASD?
I think if you talk to families, you'll hear a lot about temper tantrums or aggression or self-injury. But as a psychologist, when I see a child who's having a temper tantrum, I'm thinking about what is happening in this environment that's stressful for this child? What are the skills that this child doesn't have in terms of communication or self-regulation? We use a process called functional behavior assessment to understand what's contributing to this child's behaviors and then to change their educational or therapeutic program to address those challenges. So it might involve changing the environment to make it less stressful for the child. It might involve teaching that child better communication skills or better self-regulation skills.
And the parent and therapist are typically working together to pinpoint some of these triggers?
When problems are happening in the home, we need the engagement of the family to understand what's going on in that home and what things need to change so that the child is not engaging in these kind of challenging behaviors.
What other important points do you want to mention for families who have a child with autism?
You know, I think so frequently about that old analogy about putting on your own oxygen mask before you help someone else. And I see so many families that are so stressed out and they feel they don't have the time to take care of themselves in the context of taking care of their child with special needs. But the truth is that raising a child with any disability, including autism, you're in it for the long haul. And it's so important that they take care of themselves so that they have good physical and mental health to provide support for their child.
Dr. Carpenter, thanks for providing information about autism spectrum disorder.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.